biggest news in sports today is Mike Trout is the richest man in the history of pro sports, or he'll get that. He'll get to that point anyway, just based on being paid to play. You know, he's not going to hit Michael Jordan levels or Tiger Woods levels, LeBron levels of endorsement. But this guy is on the verge of signing a monster deal. 12 years, $430 million. He's got 2 years left on his current deal that will be included in this. And to chat about it, we head out to L.A. now and catch up with their national baseball writer for the L.A. Times. Here's Bill Shakin. How you doing, Bill?
Good afternoon. How are you?
We're doing very well. So what was your reaction to a Tuesday morning, you know, grenade like this that Trout is about to sign a monster deal with the Angels?
Well, it's really in fitting with the way Mike Trout does everything, which is with as little notice as possible. And while some guys are very happy to entertain all sorts of talk about what would it be like to play somewhere else or how much money would you like to get, Mike's not really that kind of guy to talk about that publicly. So it wasn't any surprise that the Angels wanted to keep him. I mean, who wouldn't, right? Here's a guy who might be the best player in baseball history by the time it's all said and done. They have the money. He likes being in Southern California. Again, you know, who wouldn't during the summer? Lives down at the beach. So as long as he was convinced that he wasn't going to be wasting 10 years of his future, he saw a pretty bright future, a team that has the minor leagues a little bit revitalized now. He sees Shohei Ohtani. That's a pretty good place to start. And the Angels might have one of the best prospects in the minor leagues, an outfielder named Joe Adell. Add it all up, and he didn't really see any need to entertain two more years of, hey, Mike, Philly, going to Philly, going to Philly.
Right. Baseball would have loved that, though. They would have loved that. Wouldn't they have? Like, wouldn't you, if you're the baseball commissioner, if you're Rob Manfred, aren't you just furious that this happened?
I don't think you are for two reasons. One is, if you can get to a point, and this isn't just the case with Trout, where guys who have spent 5 and 6 and 7 and 8 years with their teams can stay there and fans can trust that they can be there for the rest of their career, I think that's a good thing for the sport. And also, as much as people would say, oh, the East Coast, you get more opportunities, it's a bigger market, you know, the players got to want to be comfortable with that. And at the All-Star game last year, Rob Manfred was asked about why baseball can't seem to market Mike Trout very well. And he said, well, it's all got to start with Mike Trout. He's got to want to do it. And as much as people took that as a slam against Trout, there's a grain of truth to it. Mike Trout does not want to run from one commercial shoot to another endorsement. He wants to play baseball. He wants to go home in the winter and be with his family and hunt and fish. And if he wanted to be the face of baseball, he could. He doesn't. So if Bryce Harper wants to get all his endorsements, Mike is more than happy to let Bryce do it.
Well, we were talking about that earlier. This contract is just, it was so weird. This guy's been described as the best player in baseball for so many years, and we can't even remember a commercial. Has he been in one commercial?
Yeah, he's done some Subway ads. He does body armor. Nike's got a pretty nice deal with him where he has his own line of shoes called the Trout Vapor, I think it is. I can't afford them, but it's something like that. But that's what he wants. And I think maybe now people will come to appreciate that and respect that and also wonder, you know, why is it Mike Trout's fault? We can sell toilet paper. Toilet paper doesn't talk, right? We can sell shoe polish. Shoe polish doesn't talk. Why can't we sell Mike Trout? I don't think that's all on Mike Trout.
With Bill Shakin of the L.A. Times. Well, you know, my point was, from baseball's perspective, it's not that he re-signs with the Angels. I'd have no problem with that. It's that he didn't wait up until the last second.
Create the stir around
exactly.
Baseball.
Because that's the world we live in. Whether we like it or not, you know, LeBron James has changed the game for pro sports. You know, that's the world we live in. Everything's about, where's this guy going to sign? If he signs there, what's that team going to do? And Trout, 2 years out, goes, no, not interested, not happening. I'm re-signing here. I can't imagine that. That's not a good thing for baseball from a marketing standpoint. It's a great thing for Trout and the Angels. Exceptional. But, you know, to your point, why can't, if you can sell toilet paper, why can't you sell Mike Trout? He's got to give you something. And I don't
right.
think he
and
did
you
here.
Can do that. You know, he's playing in the second largest media market in North America. He's not, you know, hiding in Kansas City somewhere.
But how much love do the Angels get in L.A.? Like, it's nowhere close to the Dodgers, I'm guessing.
Well, I mean, the Dodgers went to the World Series last year, and the Angels didn't. The Dodgers went to the World Series the year before that, and the Angels didn't. The Dodgers have won the World Series five times in L.A. The Angels have done it once. More recently, I think the relevant thing is Mike Trout has been here since 2011 and has been to the playoffs once and has never won a playoff game. And look, if Mike Trout thought that was going to continue for the next 10 years, he doesn't re-sign here. So we'll see. The Angels, I think, are going to be pretty competitive this year. When you have Mike Trout, who was going to be here anyway, certainly, without the deal, but you start with him. You have Shohei Ohtani, who can't pitch this year, unfortunately, but that means you probably get 500 plate appearances. And this time last year, everybody was thinking, oh, I don't know, maybe this guy just can't hit major league pitching. So he can. So you've got two good pieces to start. Then you have Justin Upton and Andrelton Simmons. That's the start of a pretty decent lineup, I think. So, you know, can you pitch? We'll see. But, you know, at this point, the Angels have scored more runs than anybody in spring training.
Well, in terms of L.A. and that whole market and what you said, you know, second largest media market in North America, who's the bigger star? Is it Kershaw or Trout?
LeBron James.
Okay. Well, where would Trout rank in terms of L.A.? Like, is he in the top three most popular athletes? Is he top five, top ten?
He's up there. I think Kershaw would be a stronger candidate because the Dodgers have won in October and Kershaw's been here longer than Trout has, but I think otherwise he'd be right there. And really, Ohtani, I mean, because what he did was so fascinating that a lot of people really had to stand up and take notice. You know, the Clippers are a good team this year, but they don't really have any star players. And really, everything is sort of eclipsed by LeBron. He's just such a phenomenon. But,
right.
You know, the Lakers are terrible. They're not going to the playoffs. So by the time baseball season starts, you know, it used to be you didn't even pay attention to baseball here until June because the Lakers won every year. And Kobe was there, and now all eyes will be on Trout and Ohtani and Kershaw.
Great stuff, Bill. We appreciate the insight. Thank you for doing this.
All right. Take care. Go Expos.
Yep, you got it. They'll be back at some point.